This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise You in the house today. Thank You for even waking us up today. If it's early in the morning, if it's at the end of the day, Lord, thank You for giving us the strength to have the victory here today. Or if we drop the ball today, Lord, thank You for forgiving us and helping us to remember that a righteous man picks himself up 7 times. Thank You for Your mercy, Your grace, Your forgiveness, the strength that You give us. And thank You that you're so unlike us and that You never give up on us and You always encourage us. We praise and magnify Your holy name here today. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to do something different today. We're getting ready. Well, we're on the going through Romans here. We just wrapped up looking spiritual gifts yesterday. And I want to take some time in between programs in Romans to go through, once again, Matthew chapter 24. Key look here at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, one of my favorite subjects, one of the few things I could preach and share with you without having any notes. All I have is my Bible, my own Bible translation, the EMTV, that's English Majority Text Version, New Testament. I want to use that in between programs. Now, these sermons I have on the radio here, some of them last 3 days, some of them last 4. And to fill out the week, I think I'm going to start to share with you what'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. I'm going to start at church again coming up very soon. As soon as we're done with Romans, we're going to take the, should the Lord tarry, we will take 2018 and look at Bible prophecy. High time we got back into looking at Bible prophecy, because so much of the Word of God is prophetic. 31% of the Bible is prophecy. And we're going to spend some time looking at it. Here in the meantime, I invite you out to Island Community Church if you live around here, because this podcast will go around the world here on this Wednesday morning when I'm recording this. If you live around here, I invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday morning. We're in Romans. We're in chapter 14. We're looking at the liberty that we have as Christians. Paul's teaching, we've got the liberty even on what day we want to go to church. It says, he says, some people esteem one day better than the other. He gives us the liberty and the freedom to eat whatever kind of foods we want. He says, I am convinced that there is nothing unclean of itself. That's what we're looking at this week, the freedoms we have, the liberty in Christ that we have, not to be subject to the law, because the law, well, the letter kills, Paul says. The Spirit gives life. We keep the law now by the Holy Spirit, by the grace of God, teaching us. Denying ungodly lusts we read about in Titus. In the meantime, so that's where we're at Sunday morning. Love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30, Island Community Church, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We would love to see you as we're going through Romans here today, Matthew chapter 24. We're going to take some time, start to go through this. Verse 3. Now, as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be?" Okay, we're going to have to go further than that, huh? Now, Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to point out to him the buildings of the temple. But Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you that by no means will a stone be left here upon a stone which shall not be thrown down." All right, now that's how this chapter starts. Got to understand the significance. That's like someone, a prophet, saying to you, prior to September 11, 2001, do you see these two buildings here? Well, the time is coming when neither one of these buildings is going to be standing. That's the shock factor of what he said, pointing out this magnificent temple is the house of God, too. Who could ever harm that? Who could ever come up and hurt the house of God or destroy that? God dwells there, right? So that's the significance. That's the shock factor of what he said. Do you see all these things? I say to you that by no means. That's a double negative in the Greek. Ume, that means he's getting excited. His veins coming out of his neck on that one. By no means. If I had a gavel, I'd slam it. You can bet your sweet bippy. I guarantee the time is going to come. There's not going to be one stone left upon another here. Now, as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what?" When and what? You see that? When will these things be? And more than one question here. When will one stone not be left upon another? When is this temple going to be destroyed? And then second and third question, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Three questions. When will the temple be destroyed? What will be the sign of your coming? What will be the sign of the end of the age? Now, you have to go to more than one place to answer this question. For instance, if you read in Luke chapter 17, you might get confused. In Luke, he is going to talk more about when the temple was going to be destroyed, which is why he says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then understand its desolation is near. That's not in the Gospel of Matthew, because we know that the Bible enhances. We know it's in layers. There's some in Luke, there's some in Mark, and there's more in Matthew here. All put together, it makes one story. Factual story. Historical a story, let's say, account. So don't get confused when you read in Luke 17 when he says that. Actually, it's Luke chapter 21, verse 20. It says, "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has drawn near. For these are the days of vengeance to fulfill all that was written." That was verses 20 and 22. So Luke reads a little different because Jesus is addressing the first part of that question there. Jerusalem surrounded by armies. That was going to happen, and that would be fulfilled on, I think it's the ninth day of Av, which is each time the temple's been destroyed, it was on the same day. Even in 586 AD, when Nebuchadnezzar sacked and burnt the temple down, it was on the ninth of Av, the same day Emperor Titus and Vespasian destroyed the temple in 70 AD was exactly the same day on the Hebrew calendar, the 9th of Av, that Nebuchadnezzar did that. So, what'll be the sign of your coming? Or when will these things be? When will one stone not be left upon another? Now, that's already been fulfilled, obviously. The temple has been destroyed. What'll be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age? Ah, you see, that hasn't happened yet. Hello, we're still around. We're still waiting for this to be fulfilled. So now he's going to go in order and give a blow-by-blow description of the things that are going to happen here right out of the mouth of the greatest prophet who's ever lived, the Son of God, who is the Word of God, is going to tell us the things that have to happen prior to his return. And I think this is high time again to look at this with everything going on in the world. Sometimes, I don't know about you, I'll speak for me, is I get numb to all the evil that I see. And I refuse to even read the news story sometimes. This latest was what happened in Texas here with some atheist, some demon-filled person went in and killed a whole lot of people in the church. And we get numb to these things. And I just want to remind everyone out there that these are some of the signs that Jesus talked about. And these are some of the things that help us to know and to see that his return is near. So now for Jesus' answer, when will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age? Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceive you. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. First thing that he says, what we're going to close on here today on this Thursday, take heed that no one deceive you. The Esposito definition of deceive, here it goes. Are you ready? It's to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. Let me say that again. To be deceived is to think that something is something, while something is actually something else. You read in history, people who have been deceived. You go all the way back to the garden. Eve said, the serpent deceived me. She thought something was something. She thought that the tree of knowledge was beneficial and was going to help her. She thought that something was something, while something that is breaking the commandments of God was something else. The something else led to her death, led to the infection of the entire human race. Also, Judas Iscariot did the same thing. We read about him. He was deceived. It says in Matthew chapter 27, the first three words is when he saw what had happened to Jesus, he hurled the money in the temple and shouted out and said, I've sinned. I've sinned. I've betrayed innocent blood. You see, Judas was deceived into doing what he did. The Lord Jesus Christ's number one warning for you today, everyone out there within the sound of my voice, take heed, beware, look out, be careful, ensure that no one deceives you. Do not be deceived. We're going to look here. We get to Antichrist, Revelation chapter 13. It says he deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. He calls fire down out of heaven. He deceives billions that live. That'll be a study for another day. But the first thing that he says in my advice and admonishment and warning to you today, friends, take heed that no one deceives you. To think that something is something. My encouragement to you is know the Word of God. Spend time in the Word. This is how you can identify the counterfeit, is by knowing the original. We're out of time. We'll be back right here tomorrow in Matthew chapter 24. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.